Mayor Brandon Johnson's Chicago, 25 shot by Saturday night of Thanksgiving weekend. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 26, 2023. At least 25 people were shot, one of them fatally, by Saturday night of Thanksgiving weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's, D., Chicago. By 7:53 p.m. Saturday night, CBS News reported 24 people had been shot and wounded and one person had been shot and killed in Chicago during the holiday weekend. The fatal shooting occurred Wednesday night at 6:09 p.m. in the 2500 block of West 63rd Street, where a 27-year-old man was shot multiple times. He was transported to a hospital, where he died. Hours later, just after midnight on Thursday, five teenagers ranging in age from 15 to 18 years were shot in a drive-by incident near the United Center. Each of the five emerged from the attack in good condition, surviving their wounds. ABC 7, Chicago Sun-Times noted that a man confronted then shot a 44-year-old man around 3:50 a.m. Friday in the 6700 block of South Eberhardt Avenue. The armed man was upset the 44-year-old had not invited him to Thanksgiving dinner. The 44-year-old was transported to a hospital, where he was listed in fair condition. A database maintained by the Sun-Times shows 537 people were killed in Chicago January 1, 2023, through November 25, 2023. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @herHawkins@Breitbart.com.